factored into this?
Well, I've been in the house a year now, May 29th. So I decided back in 2006, I was ready to buy a house, mm-hmm. and that it was time to make the transition. So, you know, all the stuff you need to have in order before you can go even sit at the table, mm-hmm. I started to do. And then I was receiving a housing subsidy from Minneapolis Public Housing. Mm-hmm. And they started, you know, pushing that during 2006-07, they were pushing, you know, renters into purchasing. And they were saying that, you know, if you bought a house in Minneapolis, you know, and you're in the program, they would give you $20,000 towards the purchase of a house. So then I just started, you know, going to their meetings and working with them. And that's how I found out about land trust. And I actually found out about the St. Paul land trust first, but I knew anything about St. Paul and didn't want to live in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. And they referred me to Minneapolis, and I met and talked with Stacy. And she told me about the program. I actually have a friend that had bought a house through Land Trust, but through Northfield Land Trust. And she was saying how the program worked and things like that. And she said, well, if you're not in a home, if you're not purchasing to make a profit, then the program is good for you. Mm-hmm. If you're just looking to be stable somewhere as a homeowner. And that's what I wanted. I'm not trying to make, you know, a huge return on the house should I have to sell. I just wanted a place of my own. Mm-hmm. So I went through the, you know, everything that needed to be done and got qualified. And Stacy said, let's get out there and get you looking for a house.
And what is it like to have a place of your own as opposed to, what's the difference?
I was scared at first. I was worried about, you know, the bills. Like, hey, I can't call somebody when something breaks or now I have to pay the water bill. But it's actually a wonderful experience for those that, you know, when you come from renting to owning, and family members that are still renting and you own, it's like, well, you know, it's mine. You know, I can bang on the wall as early or late as I want. I can paint and drill holes in the wall, and, you know, the kids can run ragged. So it's a blessing feeling. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Would you have been able to buy without the help of the land trust, or was that a,
I honestly don't think I would have in the market. Probably in the market right now, I probably could afford it on my own. But without the land trust, I probably wouldn't have been able to afford a house. I probably could have gotten a townhome or a condo, and it probably wouldn't have suited all my needs. Mm-hmm. But with the help of the land trust and the funding from Minneapolis Public Housing, I was able to get a really good house in, you know, the market that suited my family needs.
Tell me about the house.
It's I think it's a little over 1,900 square feet, mm-hmm. 3-bedroom, 2 full bath. The basement bath has a whirlpool tub. Basement's completely finished. House was move-in ready, and that's what I told the realtor and Stacy. I have a goal. I have a deadline to close, and I know what I need in my house. Mm-hmm. And I looked at several houses, but this one was move-in ready. Even the paint on the walls. My son's room is already painted blue, so I didn't have to do that. You know, my daughter wanted to be separate. She's upstairs by herself, so I literally had to do nothing but move in and unpack. Mm-hmm. Huge fenced backyard for the kids, so now they have a pool, and they can, you know, play in the yard and have neighbors and things like that. I wouldn't change anything about this house except for the kitchen, and that's probably about 5 years.